contact, please.
The conference will now begin.
Yeah, I know that. Now it is. It's okay.
Fine. Okay. I think that's it. Goes fast these days. Okay, let's learn. We're on page Kuf Tes Vav. And da es midosecha. Kuf Tes Vav. Ein ish mi'iza panah b'fnei baila. We were learning about the midah of Azus, like all of the other midahs that we've been learning together that come from the Yesod of Afar. There's an expression that's good and there's an expression that's not good. There's something wonderful about our Azus that we have, and there's something terrible about our Azus. So we were learning what is Azus. The opposite of Azus is Busha, Busha Spanim. There too, there's a positive Boishas Panim. Chazal said Boishas Panim with Gan Eden. It's a beautiful midah. A person recognizes that there's somebody that's higher than him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzaddik, whatever. The person recognizes a parent, a person that's higher than him, and relates to that person as a Tachtoin Klapei and Elyain, as somebody who's lower vis-a-vis somebody who's higher. That's Boishas Panim Gan Eden. Chazal say Oz Panim Gehenim. Oz Panim Gehenim, we learned, means that there's the Azaz Panim is when the Tachtain, when the one who is lower, does not see himself as being lower, Klapei the Elyon. So the person is a Mechutzif, Klapei Hashem. He doesn't see that he has to listen to Hashem. We learn, therefore, a person that the fact that a person does an aveira intentionally is the greatest azaz panim imaginable, because the tachtain is the one who is lower, is ignoring the will of the elyon, and that's azaz panim. He sees himself as being an equal, higher than the one who is truly greater than him. When a person is makabel ol malchus shemayim, kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, a yirei shemayim, the person who has this midah of boishes, the opposite of azaz panim, recognizes ki ha'elokim b'shemayim v'atal ha'aretz, that Hashem is in shemayim and you're on the earth, and he's the elyon of all elyonim, and you're the tachtoin of all tachtoinim, and you have to listen to him, and that's called boishes panim. And if you don't, you're an azaz panim. And a Yirei Shemayim is somebody who's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, that he's the Tachtan and Hashem is the Elyon. And he better behave in that way. But if you see yourself as being Lamala from everybody, or an equal to some great person, so then that's an Azaz Panim. That's what Chazal talking about, Azaz Panim Gehenna. So now, Rosh Schwartz explains on Kuf Tes Vav how we could understand some other teachings of Chazal regarding these midas of Azaz Panim and Boishas Panim, with this new way that we have learned the understanding of what they mean. So on the bottom there of Kuf Tes Vav, Mitzad Kach Emeres HaGemara, the Gemara says, Chazake Ein Isha Mi'iza Panah B'fnei Bailo. There's a Chazake that a woman is not me'iza panah. She doesn't relate to her husband in his presence in a way of azaz panim. She's not going to be an azaz panim. It's a chazaka. There are exceptions to the rule, but there's a general chazaka that a woman is not me'iza panah b'fnei baila, that she doesn't relate to her husband in a way of azaz panim. So Schwartz asks, mehechen megir mahalach zeh, from where does this mahalach, where does this chazaka come from? Now, this is not going to work for the progressive left and for feminists, but it's going to work for all traditional Jews who are connected to Torah's Moshe. Mehechen negi mahalach zeh, kasha odom v'chava chotu, when odom v'chava sinned, miskal lu shneim. They were both cursed. Vesham Nema Yisai. Wuhu Yim Shalbach. Wuhu Yim Shalbach is something that the progressive left and the feminists have a problem with. And he will rule over you. But Adam will rule over Chava, that the man will have some sort of a shlita, a memshala, over his wife. Ha'ish nimsa me'al ha'isha. This is not saying that he's nicer or kinder or better or smarter. But there's a koach of shilton. There's a koach of shilton, which has been the traditional, conventional mahalach since the beginning of time. That there's a shilton of the zacha over the nekeva. How to understand that in modern terms without causing people to feel insulted or injured is not for now. But the reality is that there has been a shiltein. If you want to interpret that, well, after all, because the woman is having babies and the man is the one who has to provide for them because she's busy with the kids. And as a result of that, there was some sort of a hierarchy, a shiltein, because she's so dependent upon the husband. Then that makes you comfortable. You could look at it that way. It doesn't make a difference for what we're learning now. Metzius is that there's a certain shiltein that the man has in society over the woman. Huyum shalbach. Physically stronger. And as a result of that, historically, more in a position to be the breadwinner. He's not the one who's having children. He's the one that's earning the living to provide for the woman. As a result of that, that contributed to this reality of there being a shlita of a man over a woman. Mitam is a hunikrabal. Therefore, the word for husband in the language of certainly a Torah Shebaal Peh, and even in Torah Shebaal Sav, is Baal. Baalus al shem shuhaleh. Baal means is a term of control and of ownership. And he's the husband, therefore he's called the Baal. Bagmar the Rajas. Baali also shall Baal, Vlobi Yirid also shall Baal. And the Gemara explains that that's the meaning of Baal. Is Baali also shall Baal? There's a certain El Yainas, there's a certain strength or advantage or control that the husband has over the wife. Person has bailus over his property and bailus over his belongings. Not that she's not special or different, but there is a relationship of bailus. Kol baal, Chazal are telling us that the word baal is from the lashon of al, be'al, meaning above. Kol baal in the lashon al, dovish nimsa l'mayla, that which is higher. Again, she can be much greater and much holier and much better. But this has been the metzius of the world as Hashem made it. When that's misused, it's caused terrible grief and misery, and women are taken advantage of and abused. The hulu v'chulu kiyadua, as it's known. But in kedusha, that's not a problem. It's only a problem in tuma. And zahas seda tivish of ibriya. And Hashem created the world in such a way. This is the nature of the world. K'muvah b'gemar. Which even in the way that men and women are intimate with each other, the man is above and the woman is below. And that is a representation or manifestation of that relationship of higher and lower, above and below. Again, does not mean better or worse. And since we learned that Azizpanen means that when the Tachtain does not recognize the Elyon, and as a result of that is Chutzpah Deklapi the Elyon, and thinks that he's the Elyon and not the Tachtain, that's what Aziz is. Therefore, since the woman is the Tachtaina, and the husband is the Elyon, therefore, Ein isa chazoka, but ein isa meiza paneh klape baila. Kasha Adam Pech Kufta Zayin. Kasha Adam Haifech Es Mitazayin. The person reverses this. This is referring to the act of intimacy. V'hilamala v'hulamata. And she is above and he is below. V'vulasham v'gemara. But if a person lives that way on a regular way basis, doesn't mean it happens or something, but if that's the way that they relate to each other, that the wife is on top and the husband is on the bottom, then the Gemara says that as a result of that, the children that will be born from such a way of them being together are b'nei chatzufa, b'nei azaz. They're mechutzofim. They have an inclination to chutzpah and to Azaz Panim. We understand, Madua, why? He called at Tvisa Shalain Isha Me'iza Panab, if Nebaila, the Vasme, who Yimshalba, because the whole Tvisa of the healthy and natural relationship of who Yimshalba after the Chayk is that the husband is Lamala and the wife is Lamata. She Lamata, who Lamala. To the degree that this is reversed, which is what's happening very much now as a result of the impure expression of feminism. There's obviously, as we've discussed this hundreds of times over the years, something very holy in the Kuda of Kedusha and feminism as we get closer to the Mashiach. But when it's not holy, which is what we're experiencing a lot of now, then there is this reversal of roles and the perception of the woman being Lamala and the man being Lamata, which is what we see now in literature and art and music, in media and so on. So that, of course, is an entirely different tfisa of the relationship, and it's filled with Azaz Panim and Chutzpah. But in the traditional and holy hierarchy of things, Ein Isha Me'iza Paneh B'fnei Baal, there's a relationship of respect. And therefore, when things are not in order, the children are influenced or affected by this. Doesn't mean that they're doomed to become mechutzofim, but it is an atiyah. There's a stronger inclination that such children who are raised in this world are going to be b'nei azus, are going to be azus ponim, which I think reality bears out in the world very, very clearly now, the chutzpah and azaz panim of this generation, which is a generation that to a large extent has been born from such a perception of he lamala v'hu lamata, that she is above and he is below. And I've pointed this out, and it's very clear that especially if you look in children's books, I've discussed this many times, you see children's books, the father and all the new children, almost all of the new children's books that come out, the father is a shite, is a garnish. He looks, and it's always the wife that's the caring, bright, and loving person. The father's a nudnik and a nothing. And in many, many books, they did away bechlal with the father. There is no father. You don't see a father bechlal. The father disappeared, and there's no inyan of a relationship of father and mother. Ad kedekach, that it's gotten even further than that. And I don't want to go into the problem of gender and the confusion and who. And what has all of this given birth to is an azaz panim, a chutzpah of the last generation before Mashiach comes. It's not the only cause of the chutzpah, but it certainly contributes to it. Because the chazakah in a regular, normal, healthy society, the way that it was, all of the years is Ein Isha Me'iza Paneh B'fnei Baalah. Again, I repeat that when it's not used in a holy way, then women are hurt and abused. And historically, they have been in a terrible way. But that's not what we're talking about in Tumah. We're talking about in Kedusha, where there's respect and there's holiness. To say there is Ein Isha Me'iza Paneh B'fnei Baalah doesn't mean she can't express her opinion. Doesn't mean that she's not worthy of an opinion. It means it's not sugya in that family of azaz panim, of chutzpah and azaz panim. Efshalahayr chayd habim amarei chazal b'nin ha'azaz. could talk a lot more about many other Mamer Chazal in this Inyan of Azaz. And Havenu Rak Kama Dugmos Bechtei L'chadeid Es Hagdoris HaAzaz She'inyona Ein Koach Shuhu Me'olov. Azaz is, I am the highest. There's nothing higher than me. That's Azaz. That person who sees himself as being Lamala. Now, he is Lamala from other people, but he's certainly Lamata from greater people, and he's always Lamata, and all of us are from Hashem. So that's Azaz Panim. V'nikom Alel, l'fiko seder, l'fiko seder sh'nesaders ha'arbisay yisaders, eishuach mayim ofer, ha'ofer tomid yiyah atachtam. Point to the seder we learned, ofer, of the four yisaders, ofer is always the tachtam, dirt, the earth. Mitzad ha'tikun, now, in a healthy way, mitzad ha'tikun, yisod ha'ofer, is the humility in a healthy way of a person who recognizes those who are higher than him. And as we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we ask Hashem, "V'nafshi ka'ofer l'kol tiyah." My soul be like dust to all, meaning to all who are above me. Shekulam dashim bo. Now when it says l'kol tiyah, shekulam dashim bo, means that there's a person who is very humble, and everybody steps on him. That could be, again, in a negative way or in a positive way. Doesn't mean that he's an idiot that's taken advantage of. But it means he doesn't have any inyan of controlling people or putting people down. He's a truly humble individual. Just like the earth is always at the bottom. It's always at the lowest. That perception that there are those who are higher than me, and that feeling of an afshi ka'ofer, a kol tia, is the midah of ofer and kedusha. It's a very holy thing. Ach mitzad ha'kilkul should be a set ha'ofer. However, mitzad ha'kilkul, the destructive expression or use of ofer, oz ha'odam lo makabel es uvdas hayoso ha'shofel miben ha'yisaybis, is when a person refuses to see the ofer in himself, and refuses to acknowledge that there is anything higher than him, even though he's dirt, and he has this quality of dirt, he does not accept that. He cannot live with that. The b'chinas yashpilena ad ofer, to be humbled and lowered to the dirt. This person cannot be humbled and lowered to the dirt. L'maymi desasma k'nekudas ha'kayshi shabofer. He instead has opted for that hard nekuda of ofer, which is negative, shaladaito ein dover shuhumei olav. So according to this guy, there's nobody that's above him. There's nobody that's higher than him. The opposite of an akshi kafala kultia, we see by tzaddikim that even when they talk to children, there's a humility. When they talk to anybody, they recognize their greatness. But they also see that there's a certain maila that a child has in his tmimus, the tmimus of a child, right, the innocence of a child. And the nature of the tzaddik is that it's kofel akol tiyeh. He always sees that nekuda in someone that is higher, that's better. And he sees himself, mitzad the nekuda tachtoina, as ofer. That doesn't mean that Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to tell the child to paskin shilus. Rav Moshe understood that that's a child, and I'm a posek, and the child's not. Still, what it did do with Rav Moshe is that even with a tiny little child that would come talk to him, he spoke with respect. And he spoke to the child as a dignified person, not in a way, ki'ilu, the child is worthless or nothing. He saw the maila in the child. But then the aspanim is always, he sees himself as being higher, and therefore he can mistreat his employees, he can mistreat his congregants, he can mistreat his talmidim, he can mistreat his kids, chemistry, his wife, because he sees himself as being those, an alien. That's a kilkul. That's mitzad kilkul. Shaladaito ain't of shuv me olav. There's nothing higher than him. And this is the koishi of ofer, the harshness and the hardness of ofer. Adera klal kol mokim b'divrei chazal shehuzku Gidre Azaz, Em Nemru Biachas the Misha Yesh Din Lechabed Eisai. Shem Lo Mechabed Eisai, Chal Al Kach Shem Azaz. There are people that were obligated according to Lacha to be Mechabed. You have to Mechabed your father, your mother. If you're not Mechabed them, you're an Azaz Ponim. You have to Mechabed your Rebbe. If you're not, you're an Azaz Ponim. You have to Mechabed the king. If you don't, you're an Azaz Ponim, and so on. And above all, if you're not Mechabed Kosh Baruch, you're an Azaz Ponim. So Chazal say at the end of Sotah that in the days preceding Mashiach, chutz b'yaski, with tremendous chutz b'yaski. Yizgala oimik ha'azis, the oimik of chutz ben azis will be revealed. Umahi, and what's the oimik of chutz of azis? N'orim p'nei zekenim yalbinu, zekenim, the description of the end of time which we're living in, Na'orim b'nei zekenim yalbinu, young people will be mevayish, old people will be disregard old people and speak to them in a chutzpahdik way and treat them in a way of chutzpah. Na'orim b'nei zekenim yalbinu, zekenim yamdu mipnektanim, old people are going to have to stand up. They're so afraid of the young people because the young people are so chutzpahdik, old people are going to stand up to young people, to ktanim. That's everything we're seeing now. Ben Menavel Ov, Bas Kambiyama, Beima, the son is going to disgrace the father, the daughter is going to stand up against her mother, Kala B'chamusa, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. That whole Mahapecha, that whole reversal, that an old person has to mechabe the young person. That I hear, I don't remember the exact story, somebody told me last week, and it's just something about a kid like calling the police on the parent because the parent spoke, the kid felt that she was being abused, verbally abused or something, because the parent asked the kid to do something like she. Like to do to pick her up or to, something crazy, and this is already called the police. And the girl, the daughter, is suing that the mother had the nerve to ask her. So it wasn't like there was anything bad that the mother yelled or screamed. Something, some crazy story that you'll see now. Keseda, it's always astonishing to me. You'll see Keseda that when there'll be, let's say, some sort of an event someplace. Where there are a limited amount of seats, the limited amount of seats, you see that kids are sitting themselves down, and there are adults standing all over the place. No chavamina to stand up, and to make things worse, you'll often have that the father is sitting with his kid next to him, and the father sees that there's an old man, doesn't tell his kid to stand up, and doesn't get up himself. I see this all over the place. That they sit themselves down, and they don't get up. They don't get up. I remember years ago, I was in Williamsburg, and it was Hoshana Rabbah, I remember, and I was there by the Satmar Rebbe, and there was a big Bris Medrash, and then there was the small Bris Medrash outside the big Bris Medrash, and there were benches. It was very, very, very crowded, and I remember that there was a kid. Like it looked like he was 14, 15. He was sitting on a bench and was talking to his friend. And there was an old man that was standing near the bench. The boy's father saw this, and he went over to the boy, and he grabbed him by his collar, his son. He picked him up like a puppet and threw him on the floor. And he said to him, Aziz Punan, you're sitting on a bench, and there's an old man standing next to you? And Aziz Punan. It was unthinkable. Not only in Williamsburg, it was unthinkable where I came from, too. You wouldn't see on a city bus. I remember being on a city bus in Jamaica that when I went to school, that there'd be an old person, a young person gets up. Instead of a push it, the young person gets up. I'm not talking about so long ago. A young person gets up for an old person. You see now, the parents are afraid to tell their children what to do, how to act. Parents are afraid to be parents. A Rebbe is afraid of his students. This is the Azaz of chutzpah yazki before Mashiach comes, the chutzpah before Mashiach comes. Zu oisa hagdara shal Azaz. This is the hagdara of Azaz. Sh'odam lo mucham lekabel sheyesh mishu mi'olav. The person is not able to accept that there's somebody that's higher than him. And this often happens davka in the family because they're living in close quarters. And because the whole nature of that relationship is that the father's telling the kid what to do, the mother's telling the kid what to do. And when the kid is in mechutzav, nah, I have to listen to you. Who are you? If there are some kids that at home, they'll be very chutzpah, when they go to school or somewhere else, they act more with their parents. And there are others that in school, they're mechutzav, and then at home, they're more with their parents. It's hard to figure it out exactly. You have some that in both places, they're in Chutzav, and you have some in both places, the Baladar Haritz. But that there's an Azaz, that there's a Chutzpah now, that there never was such a Chutzpah, that's clear. Mitzad kach noven is oimek hagdoros Azaz. Now we understand the deep meaning of Azaz, what Azaz is. L'chari mehechen megi oimek ha'azaz ha'mazgala b'yisad ha'ofer. Where do you see this in the Yisod of Ofer of Dirt? Hein Yisod of Ofer Hu Ashrafel B'Yosef. Now, Ofer is the lowest element. So where does the Ofer come off being an Azaz? Like, how does the Ofer have Chutzpah? The Chutzpah is to make yourself into an Elyon, but the Ofer is dirt, and it lives down there. And L'chaira, it should be pure Shiflus. I mean, Ofra should be pure shiftless. But of course, Ella, the last line, Ella, Shemitzad Nakudas Akkaishi should be a side offer. This, of course, comes to that part of Ofra, that quality of Ofra, that is that harshness, Kaishi. Adam Eina Muchan, and we learned that one of the things of Kaishi is you can't change my way of thinking. It's like a rock. That's what we learned. A rock. So in that respect, Ha'odim Eina Muchan is battle with Shum Dover. He's not Goy Race anything else as higher than him, like a rock. Yes, the offer in that form of offer is soft and it's humble. But when it's a rock, when the offer is in the form of a rock, then like, you know, it doesn't care. Doesn't pay any attention. It's not lost some level as that somebody's higher than him. Less than 24 hours. Yeah, I was taking an Uber in Yerushalayim, and there was a driver. I was talking to these fellows. I like talking to them, and he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. It wasn't true, and he was driving me back to where I was staying, and he was a little distracted. I guess he had it on the ways, and he made a left turn. And I said to him, no, can I have to go another few blocks, and the left is at the bottom. So he stops the car, and of course there are other cars there. He stops the car, and he turns to me, and he says, Mechila, Mechila, Kvod Hara, Mechila. I said, Mechila, Kvod Hara. Please forgive me, Rabbi, forgive me. Mechila, Kvod Hara. Such a musag of that you have to be raised in such a way. And the Sradish, you know, but it wasn't anything that he did intentionally. It was tam. It wasn't, even if it was, it wouldn't be a chutzpah. But mechilak, whatever. No, people always tell stories by Israelis of Azaz Ponim. It's nice to hear some stories of the unbelievable shiflus and anova that you see, which is tremendous. Mizbatli, he figures this person is a rov, and I didn't tell him that I'm a rov, and he just sees that I look like a, you know, whatever, so because of my dress or something, he says, Mechila, Mechila, just like that. How other men, but an Azaz Ponim is a Muchla Zbatli, it's a Kaishi, Ben Azaz Ponim is a Kaishi, like a rock, that nothing, he doesn't, like a rock doesn't melt from it, nothing, it's not misspelled from anybody. On page Kufi Yitzayim, Medakus Yoser. Ha'ofar hu harei davishofim. Ofar is batsim, of course, is there. It's a davishofim. It's low. Im odem mishtamish megalas ha'shiflus klapei atzmai, zo yisod ha'ofar ha'masukan. When a person sees himself as ofar, he's megalas ha'klapei himself, that's healthy. That's the healthy need of humility, of offer. Avakashu magalus koch yisod offer klape achem. Because when you treat others like dirt, that's the problem with others. Himself he treats like eish, mai, and ruach. But he treats in a royal way, but he treats other people like offer. That's when you have a problem. Kashu magalus koch yisod offer klape achem. Harishana mechabit afecha. And he's not mechabit anybody. In his eye, everybody is dirt. Nobody is anything. Klape himself. When the yisod ha'ofer is to be used klape oneself. Other people are supposed to see he's been great. The koach kach magia hamusag azus. She inyono heder kovod fa'af hashpala. Azus means not mechabit anybody. He's not mashpil himself. Doesn't lower himself to anybody. If you use the yisod of offer in its proper way, that's the midah of an afshikar for lakol. As I said before, that even in a person that's not a great person, but you see the greatness in that person, you detect the greatness in that person, and klipe that nekuda of greatness, you don't see yourself as being somebody that's higher than him. Avraham Avinu Amar Latzmo Vanochi Ofer Veifer, right? Avraham Avinu was the greatest person, and he said about himself, Anochi Ofer Veifer. Shofel Chosach Hashivas. That doesn't mean that Avraham Avinu didn't know his milas. It doesn't mean he was a shmata. Ubemis Loshim Hashas Matzino Shaldovish Shein Bo Hashivas Nema Afra Baal Mahu. Right? We use this like by Bitl Chametz, that when you want to say that something has no Hashivas at all, you use the lotion in Aramaic of Afra, but it's Afra Ba'alma. Right? It's like dust. It's like the Chametz should be like the dust of the earth. That's both like the Afra Da'ar. Shiflazu, and then a shiflus Bahamas. This isn't a shiflus like an animal that's low, that's low and whatever, disgusting. Ela shiflus Musukanis. It's a healthy, holy shiflus. Shiflus shel hanefesh. Shiflus of hanefesh. Kasher lochim is also kora shel ofer. My wife is calling. I don't hope it's not. I do. Yeah? I'll be able to get back? So now, let me go back to the... Michla, hang up. Keep it.
Yeah. Good.
You're still on. Come on.
You should be. You're still on.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, when you take, he says, Kashalochim is oisa kar shel ofer. When you take the koch of offer, which is einenu choshev klum, afra ba'alma, u'mashlichim also al acherim, and you throw the dirt on others, klum elo machshivim osam klal, you throw dirt on other people. You treat them like dirt, and you throw dirt. You see, even in English they say you're treating them like dirt. Zo ha'kilkul should be yisod ha'offer. That's the kilkul in the yisod of offer. And this person is not prepared to be misbatal to anybody, or only to, very select people. And oftentimes, he's only misbatal because he figures he can get something out of that person. Not because Be'etzim he feels that person is l'mal mimenu, but if I can get something out of the person, I'll talk to him in a way of kavod. I'll be mechabedim, which is just a chanifa to flatter but not because he bats and feels that the person is higher than him. Odom is batal adavar machmash adavar me olav. When are you misbatal? When do you nullify, so to speak, and be mevatal yourself to something or to someone? When you see that when you believe that davar is me olav, that it's working. Yeah, that's thank you. That's me olav. That it's higher than you, that it's above you. Im hu me olav, yesh ba din kavod. And if something is above you, then there's a din of kavod to be mechabit. Kvod hashchina, kavod for the shchina, kvod rabbi, all the dinim, kavod for Hashem, kavod for your rebbe, kvod other v'imai, your parents, kvod zaken, an old person to give kavod for an old person. Kol achiyuv malalo, all of these chiyuv of halacha of kavod. Noivim achmes hagdarish, a kol dovish shumei al ha'odom, chal alav din kavod. Anything that's above you, there's a din to be mechabed. V'shosh ha'odom megala alav, is korach yisoda offer the kilkul. The second, that you see that a person's messed up in this inyan of offer, that's him a mevatlas kvodai. And that's him, he's mevatl the kavod of the one who's above him. Something where there's no covet at all, the shorish of that is the yisod ofer. It's not mechabed anybody, everything is dirt. Zuit chunas yisod ofer, shiach lahavi, lafka gemur mimahalche covet. This is the tchuna, the character of misused, of terrible kilkul and damage in the yisod of ofer. The person, there's no mahalchim of covet in this person's life. See how this person who could talk in shul, and he's mevaza the shechina, is mevaza the tzibur. He'll tell the person who says, "Could you please be quiet? I'm trying to daven." He'll tell that person, "You go someplace. If you leave, don't tell me. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?" Azis the chutzpah to klape the shechina and klape the person who's obviously davening and he's not. So b'shas might, that person is higher than him, and you're lower than him. You tell him, "Who are you? Who are you? I'm davening and you're not. I'm davening and you're talking about business. I'm davening and you're joking." So instead of you saying, "You're right, I'm wrong," and being mechabed that person and thanking him for setting you right, instead this person, the asponim, gives it to him a mishaberach. No kavod klapei the shechina, no kavod klapei the aron kodesh, not kavod klapei the rav, not to the bal tefila, not to the mispalim, nothing, nobody, nothing. Mamash yisod ofer. Yisod ofer. No shaychus to the mid of Avraham Avinu, the b'chin sanochi was ofer v'eifer. No shaychus to ofer v'eifer. It's a complete hafkar from all the mahalchim of kavod, of what kavod means. Kavod, as the Maral says, lashon of kaved, when something is weighty. If the shul is a place that has weight in your eyes, meaning it's heavier than you, it's more important than you, then you're mechabed the shul. You don't talk, you see something on the floor, you pick it up. You don't go over and you don't ignore the thing on the floor and say, "No, the only person who could pick up the thing on the floor is some guy who works in the building. I'm going to tell the guy to pick it up." It's all an inyan of shiflus, of terrible, of making people into offer. The guy is a shtick offer. The shul is a shtick offer. A person who's mechab the shul, you see something on the floor, you jump to pick it up. You see that there's a chumash that's opened. You go and you close it, or a siddur. You don't say, "I should close the siddur." Let the guy close the siddur. "I should pick up something from the floor." The shul hired the guy. Let the guy pick up the candy. I'm not going to pick up the candy. Meaning that you don't see the shul in a bekavadik way. You're higher than the shul. In effect, you're saying, "I'm higher than the shul. I'm higher than the shul." Therefore, the only person who I could tell to pick up the candy is someone who I think is lower than the shul. Who's lower than the shul? Not me. I don't bend down to pick up the candy. The guy is lower than the shul. So I'm going to tell the guy to pick up the candy. It's a certain, and I says, "Pardon, just an Aziz Panim. A Boishas Panim sees that there's a Chumash that's open that was left by itself open. He gets nervous. His ears turn red and he runs over. He feels bad for the Chumash and he kisses it, right? He sees there's something in the shul that's dirty or something that fell in the shul. He goes and takes care of it. He's embarrassed for the shul. He's embarrassed for himself. How am I standing here tall and straight and everything is okay? And the shul is dirty, right? And the shul is dirty. It's a bush of him. He feels a bush upon him. How could I be clean and the shul is dirty? It's a bush upon him. Why? Because he sees the shul is higher than him. So immediately he's embarrassed. How could I be put together and the shul is a mess? And I've met people that they'll come into a place and they're not necessarily rich people and the shul has kinds of problems with the paint, with this, with that. And the guy comes and says, what is this? And he takes care of it. So it's a madrega. That's already a big bell madrega. It's a bishus panim. I can't. And the person, if you ask him, what are you doing? And he says, how can I see such a thing that the shul has, that the walls are falling apart? Yeah, how can I look at that? It's a busha. It's a busha. It's not just that he feels the busha for guests that come. It's etzem a busha. He feels a busha. I don't have chip painting for me. I'm not falling apart. And I come to a Makom Kaddish and the walls are falling apart. So that's a busha that's inside of him. He feels a busha because he's in a shul and he feels the shechina and he feels that the shul is a very holy place and it's falling apart. I got to do something about it. Whatever he can do within his kaishas to take care of it. If he can't afford it, he talks to people, but he tries to get it done. It's a certain need that you see of kaishas panim. You have people that talk about tzaddikim and they talk about yeshivas, about big people, such chutzpahs, such asas panim. It's painful. Instead of feeling, you might not agree with a certain policy, but be'etzim, this person has been through shas 20 times and you don't know how to spell the word shas. So what are you thinking? Where's your boishes panim in front of somebody who's greater than you? You disagree. Besides, it could be something that you don't like the way that Rosh Hashiva, that Olam Gadol, but no boishes panim in front of somebody who's great. Don't feel a boishes panim. No, but if you would see a famous actor or a famous ball player, you'd stand in line to get an autograph of him. Because the ball player, he is able to get more baskets. He's able to get more shots from the foul line than you. He's able to make a better layup than you can make a better layup. So therefore, you mechabed him. And you stand there, yes, 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 yes. And that person, you mechabed. That person, you give cover to. You give cover to some politician, some garnish. That you mechabed. But to be mechabed a rebbe or a yeshiva, so you don't see that he's higher than you. The actor is higher than you. You'll be mechabed. You'll stand there, straining your neck to be able to see maybe this mushkas walk out of a building, and you're going to go over to try to get an autograph, and you mechabed him, and you treat him with a way of covet. But when it comes to the Rosh Hashiva, when it comes to an Adam Gadol, not mechabed. The Aziz Pachim. Who do you see as being higher than you? And who do you see yourself as being above? You see the ball player as being higher than you, because that's your nakuda of greatness, of recognizing greatness. Who's a better ball player? Not who learns better than you. Who plays better ball than you? Who's more famous? Who's famous? That people are mesmerized when they see somebody that's a famous actor, a famous actress or something. They get crazy. The kibudim to be mechabed, the kibudim to be mechabed a gvir and so on, all this. Because you look up to money as being the most chashuv thing. You look up to ball playing as the most chashuv thing. You look up to the movies as the most chashuv thing. So those are the people that you feel the biggest covet for. But when there's a Talmud Chacham, and let's say the Talmud Chacham is not 100% your personality, or let's say the Talmud Chacham is coat is a little bit torn on the bottom, or somebody that's been tired and he doesn't, shoelaces are untied, or his shirt is a little bit out, or his towel's cotton's a little bit yellow. Everybody can be very fast. You feel no need now if you're not even mechabed the person, but you could even be look down on the person. Why? What about his Torah? Doesn't his Torah make him into a person that's much higher than you? It doesn't mean that you have to be pleased with the fact that he's not dressing according to your tastes. And he should be more careful with that and so on. But Sofko Sof, this person that knows a lot of Torah, like, where are your priorities? What's your values? What are you mechabed? It's a very good question to ask oneself. What am I mechabed? What do I look up to? Who are the kind of people that I'm mechabed? Who do I look up to? Who do I look up to? And anybody that you look up to, you see as in some way as being an Elyon, automatically you're, there are certain dinim of kavod that you feel, that you have to treat the person in a kavodic way. So if you're not treating the shul in a kavodic way, you have to ask yourself, why not? Why do I talk? Even people that talk out loud. Even people talk out loud on their cell phone in a shul. Where does that come from? Why are you not mechabed the Shechina? Why are you not mechabed the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? You don't believe in it? You think that you're higher? What is that? What's the shurish of that? What's the shurish? Instead of getting all bent out of shape because the guy told you to be quiet, why do you think about what your problem is? Why is it that you don't see any issue of talking in shul? Why don't you see that as a problem? Why don't you? Why don't you see it as a problem that you speak down on Lamdei Torah or people that are Talmidei Chacham? Why don't you see that as a problem? Why isn't that a problem? But at the same time, you mechabed the rich person, or you mechabed some politician, or you mechabed some ball player. Why? Why is it that you treat that person with COVID and the other one you don't treat with COVID? Ask yourself, why? It's a big question, because it affects everything in your life. And that's our generation. Mori de chutzpah, as is part of our generation. Huh? Where? Kashem lokech is koch hashifl shabafim shemesale kovet. There's koch hakashi shabafim. Instead of being mechabed people, instead of taking the good thing about offer, like Avraham Avinu, instead what? You take all the kashias of offer, all the harshness, that hardness of offer. You're an Asperman then. You're a hard person. Zuhagdor hadaka sumidis Aziz. That's the Hagdor hadaka of what Aziz is. Him yishtamish rakman nekudas hakoishi klapi asmo bulvad. If you learn the Nekudas HaKoshi, Klape Asmo Bavad, Achadayim Lo Yivat La'Acherim, Hari Sof Kol Sof, Yesh Lo Kovid, Klape, and you treat everybody with Kovid, Ve'en Lo Aziz, Ein Zu Aziz Shleima, Midach Im Rak Yivat Lo Sa Kovid, Madua Shebitul Ze, Shal Kovid Lo Yochol Gam Al Atzmo, Kashu Lo Mishtamish B'Koshi, Shebofa Klape Atzmo, Ve'bitul HaKovid Klape Achem. Why is it, what about the person, when it comes to himself, he's mevatel himself. And when it comes to others, he's mechabed everybody else. No, he uses, he's mechabed kashrus b'ofer klapei atzmo. He made himself into such a person. And he's mevatel the kovid of everybody else. That's full force Aziz. That's like the Aziz plus. Aziz plus. He doesn't see anything bad about himself, low about himself, and everybody else he's not mechabed. That's like that. Aziz ponim gom ho'efa. Adam she'en l'ponim la'af echad. Nothing. Hu lo ponim l'chibur amiti in b'nei Adam. He doesn't turn to have a true relationship and understand the evaluation here, or the nature of this relationship. B'nei Adam el mevatel es kulam. Is mevatel everybody. We'll continue next week. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody. Call to it.